We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien, Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we were talking off the air, and I just wanted to get your thoughts. I talked to Sal Spice about Cousins, and, you know, here's what I said to her, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I think he has every right not to get vaccinated, because if he doesn't believe in it, he doesn't have to get it. However, I think he should take the year off then, because he's risking a lot with his team and teammates, including he may be risking now by not getting vaccinated and missing 5 days, at least 5 days, that, these players are going to start turning on him, and he's going to fracture this team potentially.
But the thing is that a lot of the leaders on this team are all in the same boat as him.
Yeah, Thielen and you Smith, know, it's not. I don't know how many more there are of the leadership.
Alexander Madison had made a comment right after the NFL's new vaccine rules came out, and kind of going back on some previous things he made in support of them. So I don't know if, you know, there's a core group of Viking players that I think have some skepticism, and I'm still confused as to what exactly is going on here. So it's Kellen Mond, the draft pick,
yes,
is the one that apparently tested positive,
but he was vaccinated.
And,
he was vaccinated, according to reports. And
okay,
so but it was the close proximity in the case of Cousins and Stanley, and what that tells us is because Jake Browning was not affected, that Jake Browning was vaccinated and he can continue to practice. But the two other quarter, and by the way, Nate Stanley, I posted something on Twitter. He's waved man walking. He will never make this team because Zimmer is so ticked off and hacked off at these guys who haven't been vaccinated. Nate Stanley might as well just look for another job now or ask for his release, because no one's going to pick him up.
Well, so the messaging on this vaccination stuff, Bob, it's just, I don't get it. You know, it's, first of all, everybody's get the vaccine. Walls is out there on Twitter again today pushing $100, you know, for everyone that gets the shot, right? Which I still say, you can get 100% of the state vaccinated if you disagree. If you get 100%, that you won't run again for re-election next year, then you get 100%.
I'll get it again.
You'd have more shots than downtown at 1 a.m. if you did that.
Well, I don't know if you have that many.
It's like, okay, so do vaccines work or not? Because now we're talking about a guy who had a breakthrough COVID infection, even though he was vaccinated, and they're throwing shade at Cousins because he was near him, but he wasn't vaccinated, even though the vaccinated guy got it. It's hard to make. There's been so many wrong statements made, and now about this virus and treatments and the vaccines from the very beginning. And you know, I love the excuse now. They're saying, well, the science evolves. Well, you know, that's a convenient excuse for you were wrong. And, you know, and I don't get it. I mean, I think the number one cause of vaccine hesitancy is all the messaging being put out on vaccines.
Well,
what's somebody to believe?
Okay, you know what? I have my vaccine, and I do think that COVID, it can kill you. It's proven it's killed people. However, I cannot buy anything coming from the White House or the federal government when, as we chatted just now off air, they continue to allow people to cross the southern border and basically have carte blanche to go wherever they want when they know a number of them are infected. There's no testing for them.
Unless you've got ICE sitting right there at the border with the swabs and the tests and running and verifying whether or not they're COVID, which, by the way, if they wouldn't have reversed the previous administration's policy of having everybody remain in Mexico, they wouldn't have that problem of COVID-positive folks coming through the southern border. They'd be staying in Mexico until their cases are heard. But yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, in one sense, you know, they're fear mongering over the COVID again, but at the same time, they aren't taking every measure within their powers.
No, not at all.
Mitigate the spread.
Well, Jeff, you know what?
Too.
I'm wondering.
This comes off as this is a diversion for the fact that the economy stinks. And, you know, we've got inflation starting to increase rapidly.
Gas
and
prices.
They're trying to take this focus off for the gas prices. They're trying to take the focus off for next year because they're going to get walloped if this continues.
Well, and the other thing, is there really a Delta variant or is it the southern border variant that is being spread?
How do you test for the Delta variant? How do you know what the Delta variant is compared to, you know, the traditional COVID, or shall we say?
Did you see the White House spokesperson stumbling along when they asked that question? Well, how do you know it's the Delta? And there might be a way to test for it, but it's an extensive test. And it's not something, right. when they test for you to be positive, they're just saying you're Delta. It's ridiculous. Because they also, they're still doing, okay, you have the vaccine. You get, whether you have it, you have the vaccine, you get COVID, you die. They count it as a COVID death even if you died of a heart attack or had a debilitating illness all along. It still goes down as a COVID death, even though the COVID had nothing to do with it. So it's incredibly frustrating.
They've tried to back that off since January 20th in terms of counting the COVID deaths. I think they changed their counting method.
Yeah.
and again, like we talked about off air, Bob, if you look at some of this fear mongering on the second wave this variant, the ICUs aren't being overwhelmed the way they were a year ago. We have vaccines for those that want them. We have other treatments for those that, that there are a lot of different things that people can do now, just like any other virus, to handle what you're never going to get to zero COVID. It's just never going to happen.
No.
It's here and you're going to have to live with it. The point is it to the point where are people dying unnecessarily? Getting a virus is one thing. You treat it and it goes away. And we're getting better at those treatments. And I understand that people that are vaccinated, it does mitigate. It may not prevent you from getting COVID, but it certainly helps the recovery and it helps mitigate the symptoms. That's what I've, some of the stuff I've read.
Jeff, one thing
this
that
was available a year ago.
One thing that concerns me, because as you know, I'm on the school board in Buffalo, Hanover, Montrose. Right now, there is no mask mandate. They're pushing. It sounds like Walz is, and it sounds like all the Democratic governors will push their legislatures to have a mask mandate. That's where it's heading. That's what the CDC is recommending for school kids. Many parents, every school in the state lost money last year because they lost kids that went to homeschooling. There's a price to pay, and so many of these school districts were struggling to make ends meet as it was. So I'm really concerned about what decisions are made and mask mandates, because more kids will homeschool. That means less money for schools, because schools get paid based on how many kids they have. Anyway, there's so much here to talk about, Jeff. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, take a quick break. Be right back with Dave Bialke. Get some of his thoughts on your Minnesota Twins. Be right back.